the dress and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's my mind. Excitation.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Everybody, it's Thursday night, and I almost remembered that I had a radio show tonight, so welcome to the 15 minutes late Jack show. I took kind of a break today, and I was at home and stuff, so Fusilla Band was kind enough to give me a call, let me know that I was on the radio. So yeah, sorry about that. With no system messages, I suspect that there are going to be not very many questions tonight, but we'll see what's going on. I also didn't look at the questions. Let's see. All right. Good silence and stuff. I don't know. I guess we moved to the new server since the last time I was on the radio, and that seemed to work okay. I feel like everything's pretty fast for everyone, and there were some hiccups there at the beginning. Little issue with the I don't know. I'm not entirely sure what it turned out was happening. There was some issue with the router on the data center side being set to full duplex and ours being set to half duplex, which I don't even know what that means, so it may be completely inaccurate, but there were a bunch of packet collisions in between them. No, rather, there were a bunch of CRC errors between them, and they initially kind of solved it by setting the data center's router to whatever ours was limited to, which got rid of the CRC errors, but then was creating collisions because we were generating too much traffic to go through that router. Or the switch, I guess. It was, because it was some cheap switch that they threw in there, not exactly prepared for the amount of bandwidth we were going to use. That was a weird thing today that I found out. It turns out that the estimates when we were getting everything set up, they were estimating based on what I could come up with for our usage based on the output from the old like tools that I had at my disposal at the old server place, that we were going to be using like 5 megabits per second, because you know there's a lot of traffic, but there's not really very much transfer. I mean, all the images are pretty small, and all the pages don't really have all that much data to them. But apparently, we've been pushing 5 megabits incoming and 20 megabits outgoing per second, and that's a lot of data. So, I feel like the fact that it's faster now also means that there's just more use. I think people are just doing more stuff because they can do more stuff in the same amount of time. And yeah, so we're replacing the switch, although I guess that might have actually already happened. They borrowed a nicer switch that was laying around at the data center, and then I think the guy, the integration company guy, is like negotiating just buying that switch from them. And then we also might be running into some issues, although we're not entirely sure since there's no way to look at this easily. We might be running into some issues with the other switch. See, there's two switches. There's one that's behind all the computers that we have. Because, like, the database servers, they might be now, but they're not going to be for long, accessible to the outside world at all. They can only be connected to from the back end by the web servers, which is sort of an extra little layer of security there. And the web servers and the database servers need to talk to each other without going through the switch that sends everything out over the internet. And so there's one back end switch, and then there's one switch that connects all the web servers to the data center's pipe. And we replace the outside one, and we may end up replacing the inside one if we can get a good deal on a higher end one, because we don't want to end up with some kind of bottleneck with the machines communicating with each other that is going to cause any slowdowns. It's looking like, based on what I can see, we are now the issue is going to be, once it gets to the point where things are slowing down, it's going to be because of the web servers and not the database server. The game is much, much faster on dev. Not so much visibly faster in terms of actual play experience, because it takes just as long for the data to get across the internet to us playing on the dev server as it does to everybody playing on the live servers. But I get a bunch of reports about the actual execution time of scripts, and they're executing much more quickly on dev, which means that nothing is really waiting for the database server. Everything is just waiting for the PHP to execute on the web server. And the good news about that is that we can pretty much keep adding web servers to the rack. It strikes me that I live in an entirely different world than I used to, because I would say of these computers that they're not particularly expensive, but comparatively, they're not very expensive. The web servers cost, you know, maybe 15% of what the database servers cost, so it's relatively feasible to add more of those. And I'm thinking about actually, I'm considering, because if I can do this year end, it gives us a little bit of a tax break, buying a couple of more web servers so that we can, well, for two reasons. One is to avoid the taxes on the money, and then the second reason is to make it so we can get identical machines to the other web servers, because it'd be really handy to have them all exactly the same. Just really, I mean, we just have to ghost the hard drive from one, or, you know, rather, Jeff, the integration guy, would just ghost the hard drive from one to the other. When they added the dev machine, which ended up being identical to the other web servers, it didn't take any time at all. It was like 15 minutes to get it set up. So might be able to make it even faster. I was really surprised at how smoothly we were able to transition the round-robin thing from, you know, having three web servers and one database server to having five. And so I'm not even a little bit nervous about going up to seven or whatever. But yeah, all in all, I think that the money and the time and the work that we've invested in this upgrade is very much worth it, because I feel like people who were constantly bitching about how slow it is are now saying, hey, thanks, it's much faster, this is great. And that was really what I was hoping for. And I was a little nervous. I was afraid that things were going to expand to fill capacity and was going to slow down again, which, you know, that will happen, because there's been a lot of times in the... the history of the kingdom where it's been, you know, unplayably slow at a certain user level, and then we've had some either upgrade or some breakthrough in figuring something out that suddenly was like, ah, finally, it's nice and fast again, and it'll be fine forever, and forever ended up being like 3 or 4 months before it got slow again, and we had to do that again. But this is set up a lot more more professionally. These guys really know what they're doing, which we sort of didn't at any point in the prior work on this kind of stuff, and it's more scalable than it used to be. Even we're at the point where we can add up to 4 more processors to the database machines, and I don't know that we could really do anything to make hard drive access faster, because that's pretty much top end stuff, and I think that's really where the database server is going to hit a bottleneck on those machines, is with the, you know, access to the hard drive. So I don't know. We'll just have to see. We'll have to see what the growth is like. We'll have to see see what the speed continues to be like. But I'm pretty friggin' happy with the way things are going now. And let's see. Red Chef says, Chris Moose was saved. All you're doing. T-shirts and stickers received open gaping mouths and grins and whoops of joy. Wanting to send a homemade pecan pie with bourbon sauce and a huge tin of Chex Nibble mix. And, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Red Chef. Dumbass says, why is it green? And the reason that the stuff on the new server is green is because while both machines were up and running, I wanted to be able to tell at a glance which machine I was on, so I made the new stuff green. Some of the stuff, like the scripts that aren't... The scripts that were generated by, like, the utility scripts, like the Hollow Record stuff, that's still blue. Some stuff is just hard-coded as blue and doesn't use the actual... the function that generates the tops and bottoms of the KOL game windows. And that's cool. let's see, answering some PMs, which everyone really loves listening to. Dumbass says, can you make a not allow into clan feature? Well, there already is one, and it's just not letting people into your clan. I don't really want to do a clan blacklist, because it's not like, I mean, that, you know, I guess if you consider a friends list sort of like a chat whitelist, then, you know, sure, there's an ignore list, but the thing is, people can't join your clan without you letting them in, whereas they can send you private messages without you allowing it. Slawonemi says, why is the tiny plastic Crimbo reindeer one equip only, but the tiny plastic bitchin' meat car, which does the same thing, isn't? That's because the tiny plastic bitchin' meat car predates the code that allows you to only have one of something equipped, and... It already doesn't work. They don't stack if you have more than one. So I probably ought to just make the tiny plastic bitch and meat car equip only one of. In fact, why don't I do that right now? Now you guys are gonna hear how many clicks it takes to do this, which is fewer, as it turns out, than the number of clicks required to delete the entire database. Meat car. It's meat car, one word. Tiny plastic bitch and meat car. Can wear only one. Commit changes. Hooray! Xenophobes item spindler. Inconsistency solved. Starkid says, can you make it so we can choose the order of the inventory fields? I like having the miss section at the top of consumables. Well, the consumables automatically get ordered in that they put... Depending on what path you're on, they put useless items at the bottom. I don't know that that's something I really want to go to the effort of making customizable and adding, you know... there's always a balance we try to strike between making it handy for people who want to do a lot of customization and making it non-threatening for people who want a simple interface and who like that things are relatively clean and relatively straightforward. And that's the kind of thing that I just, you know, now especially that your other things are, oh wait, Fusilaban is saying that meat cars do stack? Oh, well, they shouldn't. So, sorry to everyone who now is not getting stacks of meat cars. Yeah. Bunny of Bandler says, while I'm against making every class perfectly balanced, I still think it's extremely unfair that Sorcerers can use all four items at their guild store and Pastamancers can only use two of them. I know people will hate me for saying this, but maybe you can make Kickback Cookbooks Pastamancer only? No. I mean, part of the reason that Pastamancers don't need to use one of the items because they have a skill that does exactly the same thing without taking up an accessory slot. I don't even know what the other items in that guild store are. Why don't I become Pastamancer and go in there and take a look? So nice that I can do these things and it's fast because these new servers are the goddamn Roxor. League. Goodness Grimoire. Okay, so the Magical Mystery Juice, that's pretty much useful for everyone. Sorcerers, okay, that's, handy, but not, honestly, I feel like maybe adding another item in there that gave some specific bonus to Pastamancers would be a way of settling that balance. I don't think it's as unbalanced as you think it is. I mean, the Kickback Cook was work for everybody. The Special Sauce Club is a way of allowing Sorcerers to waste some resources to get some functionality that's built into Pastamancers. And the Ladle of Mystery was just kind of a, hey, I need an idea for this. And, the end. Bunny Up Andler says, will we ever see a Key Sword Tar in the kingdom? I demand it. Nah, probably not. I don't want to get too heavy on the Homestar references, He also says, the Owl, Rock, and Teddy Bear all don't have wax lips messages. I assume this is also true with the Maypole and Tam. Yeah, that is true. A lot of that has to do with the fact that Mr. Skullhead's been out of town for so long. He's actually going to be in the office for a few days, including Monday when we do our radio show. So there will finally be another Jick and Scully show. We'll actually both be in the same room, and Monday show will return to the usual content-free conversation about nothing fest that you're accustomed to. So, yeah. Parse asks an interesting question. Could you put some sort of plus MP gain message from the tiny plastic wreath? It would be mighty useful. The first adventures I wore it didn't realize that it was actually doing anything. There is a problem that makes that not so much the kind of thing that is plausible right now. The way that the regeneration items work right now is that the code for them is contained in the add adventures function. So that no matter what you do to spend adventures, it'll give you the benefit of spending those adventures. Because there's a lot of different things that take adventures that aren't going on an adventure somewhere or a fight. And a lot of those, the add adventure code runs but doesn't... Well, actually, whenever you lose adventures, typically, there are only a couple cases I can think of where you get any kind of message for losing adventures. Everything that adds... okay, so here's the way it works. There's a function called giveItem, and then there's a function called showGiveItem. And giveItem just gives an item to a player. showGiveItem gives the item to the player and then returns the you have acquired an item table with the picture and the thing and the name and all that, and it's clickable and stuff. Same thing with adventures. There's add adventures and then there's show add adventures. There's add muscle and there's show add muscle, except it's actually STRMAG and MOX is how the stats are referenced in the game, but anyway, that's invisible and beside the point. Adventures hardly ever display anything when they're being subtracted. Because, I didn't want to put you lose one adventure at the bottom of every fight or at the, you know, bottom of every adventure, because that's just completely, you know, it's always going to be like that. You get that message when you gain adventures by, you know, eating something or whatever. But the add adventures function gets called, and it's not returning anything. It's not returning any text. It's not actually displaying anything. And it may or may not be happening at a point in the code where it would make sense to display something. And it would require basically rewriting that so that it did return something if it was actually, you know, regenerating mana and hit points. Although I suppose it could. I mean, I could just have it always return that, and then if it was in a place where it made sense to display it, I could echo the return, and if it wasn't, then it could just it would just return it. It wouldn't hurt anything. Although that would just be duplicating the actual display code for you gaining hit points and MP. Honestly, you can see what it's doing by knowing what the equipment that you're wearing does. I mean, just click on it, and it'll say, you know, restores so many hit points and mana points, and then when you spend adventures, you can see them going up on the left side. So I'm not sure that it's worth the trouble to make it display something all the time. And if it only did it in adventures and fights, people would wonder why it didn't do it when you spent time in the gym or at the shore or any of the other things that take adventures but don't use that sort of main couple of scripts. So, yeah. Count D says, why are the pictures of the casino in the pantry so small? Also, the mystic shed and suspicious-looking guy are really off-center. Huh. A lot of the pictures from town. It used to be the case that town was only one screen and all of the graphics were 80 by 80 instead of 100 by 100, and I did that because town was the only thing that had like a border in it, the walls around it. So I made it so the whole thing was, it wasn't 100 by 100 because the top and the bottom are wider. I made it so the width of town was the same as the width of three normal sections of another zone. And so it was like 80, 80, 80, and then like the side images were 30 pixels each or something. And some of those ended up going into subsections of town, which are just 100 by 100 graphics, and they're just centered in the table cell because I didn't want to re-scan them. That's why some of them are smaller than the others. The ones that are off-center, I don't know, I'll have to look. John L. says, I don't think the advent calendar was fair. It gave people who play the game every day an advantage over the casual, doesn't take a lot of time playing gyms a lot person like me. How about I use more than one on the dollhouses? Oh, okay. Separate message. I don't really understand the second half of your sentence, but, I mean, sure. There are a lot of things that give advantages to people who play every day, and that's just something that's going to happen. I mean, you know, none of those things are completely beyond your ability to acquire them if you weren't there that day, and also, you know, none of them are particularly powerful or interesting. I mean, they're e-penis more than anything else, and, you know, people who play every day, people who are really dedicated, should get more e-penis than other people. Hog says, why is it when you see Uncle Crimbo, it's wads of stuffing, but in your inventory it is just stuffing? Well, in your inventory, it doesn't use the plural code, because it's just, you know, the singular of the item and then the number, the quantity in parentheses. So, if you auto-sold two of them, it would say you sold two wads of stuffing. The plurals, we decided, were an opportunity to add a little bit more funny into the items. I mean, some of them are just completely straightforward, but then there's Bloody's Mary that just keeps generating bug reports. Cowmeat says, I think the game should have a channel MMG. This way games does not get spammed with MMG. Rather, those that gamble on the MMG can discuss the bets and such in the MMG. Please consider this. I thought about maybe making some sort of unlockable casino chat channel, which could, you know, maybe serve other purposes in the future. I don't know. I have to write some kind of interesting way of opening it, like the haiku quest or whatever. So, you know, I mean, it's, I'm not going to give the money-making game its own, its own channel, though. Speaking of which, I'm sure somebody will ask, let's see how much Meet the Money-Making Game has sunk so far. Looks like we are at 876,728,222 meat. Sorry, I'm at 877 meat. Arcone says, this is actually something that came up the other day. Is it safe to say that Xenophobe is now the fourth KOL admin? I'm curious as to who you would have said the third one was. We don't really have, although some people have just decided that there's this division between admins and just people who are on staff, and there's not really, I mean, I guess in terms of our technical access and ability to do things, Xenophobe is probably the second KOL admin, because Mr. Skullhead has never had any kind of access to the servers to actually change stuff. I mean, he uses tools that are written for him because Mr. Skullhead is not like a programmer or a sysadmin. I suppose in terms of making policy decisions about stuff, I think Xenophobe is probably not the fourth or the third or whatever. I mean, that pretty much falls on me and Mr. Skullhead still, the way that it always has. If Xenophobe made policies about stuff like social stuff, everyone would just run screaming, bleeding from their eyes and anuses. And he would be the first to admit that. He's not a nice enough guy to be allowed to make decisions about dealing with people. But, yeah. Now, I guess Fusilaben says he would presume that most people figured that the third admin was Multizar. And again, I mean, that's admin is defined as the ability to disable accounts, I guess. Then if that's the case, then yes, I guess Xenophobe was the fourth. But I don't know. That seems like kind of an arbitrary way to distinguish between two classes of I mean, pretty much, you know, everybody's, the people who get paid are staff, and the people who don't get paid aren't. And I don't, you know, we don't, there is obviously some sort of hierarchy, but we don't really formalize it, you know. I mean, Mr. Skullhead and I are the only ones that have business cards, but that's because we were the only ones who worked here when we decided to get business cards printed, you know. And, I mean, it's not, this is way more of a commune than it is an office, but I'm like, I guess I'm the king, because communes have kings, right? Gorblack says, screw Crimbo Town, the new servers were my present. My Crimbo present, you rock. Well, mine too, believe me. Gorblack says, what is the slightly disturbing tune the Crimbo Elf sings whilst dancing around the maypole? I would imagine that is a reference to me being super creeped out by the elves in Nightmare Before Christmas. One time, this girl that I was dating and I decided it would be fun to get stoned and watch The Nightmare Before Christmas, and I got too creeped out by the elves skating along going la 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 to continue watching the movie. We probably did something more fun than watching that movie after we stopped doing it anyway, like smoking more weed. Ah, those were the days when I didn't ever do anything except smoke pot and not go to class. Yeah, but I did have a girlfriend, so I guess I was a couple steps ahead of a lot of things. Gorblack says, I haven't seen the Doppelshifter turn into any of the new Crimbo familiars. Coincidence? Well, because of the way the teddy bear works, it would be mechanically a little goofy for the Doppelshifter to turn into the teddy bear, and it's something you wouldn't want it to do. The Pet Rock, yeah, I might put that in there. And then the other one is, it's not that I want that kept a secret, it's that I want the people who get what it's a reference to feel the thrill of discovery for thinking of the way that you get it and trying it. So, I don't know. That's one of those where I'm kind of up in the air on whether I'll put it in the what's it. Supermoor says, Dear Jick, if you have, let's say, 50 turns of beaten up and you lose all your hit points, why do your turns of beaten up go down to 3? There really shouldn't be any case where you end up with more than 3 turns of beaten up. I think there are some. There are some just weird timing issues that occasionally cause it to happen. The reason for that is that I didn't want... I mean, I just didn't want people to be able to be beaten up for more than three turns. And so, whenever it tries to do it, like, if you lose all your hit points again while you're already beaten up, I just wanted it to bounce back up to three. The idea was never that it would go down to three from anything else, because the idea was never that it would be possible for it to be greater than three to begin with. What if you are aware of circumstances in which you're getting more than three turns, please report those. I am going to take a little break and play a song so that we can get some more questions front loaded here. This is this whole holidays, these shows have just been kind of a little not quite as on as they could be. Now I'm going to try and find 10 minutes of music that are good. What did I play at the beginning of the show? I played Good Vibrations. I wonder if I have any more Beach Boys. Let's check, shall we? Got three more Beach Boys songs, which I will play, and that's probably still only like 6 or 7 minutes. 7.5. All right, well, 7.5 minute break. Guys, send in as many questions as you can think of so that I'll have more stuff to talk about. All right, here we go.
Well, since you put me down, I've been up to it in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and my love will take my time. For you to hold up your arms, I felt the glitter out of my heart. Run, happy run, help me run, happy run, help me run.
Looks like you guys did a relatively good job of filling up the question box, so hooray. we'll see how long I can go. The Telf says, "Hi, Jick. Did you do a Thursday show last week? It's not in the archive yet, and I'm not able to listen live, so I have to wait for the upload every week. Also, thank you for Christmas." I did, and I'll have to see what happened. One time there was an issue where it was like two different halves of the show, and I couldn't figure out how to stitch them together. And I tried to use Windows Sound Recorder to stitch them together, but it was too big. Once they were converted to waves, and I think I just ran out of RAM. Anyway, I may just post it as two parts. And then if somebody has the ability to stitch MP3s together and wants to do that for me and send it to me, then I'll replace it. But yeah, I've been since it's just been me, I've been behind on doing all this stuff. Also, there's been some other stuff going on. Arcone says, "Not enough Queen references. I demand a Queen enemy. She could blow your mind in your solar plexus. She could throw gunpowder at you, but you could eat it thinking it's gelatin. She could let you eat cake and maybe drop a laser beam or two. When you miss her, it could be because you went to the wrong address, and a reference to Clowns to the Left of Me, Jokers to the Right would be so easy in the funhouse." I don't think Clowns to the Left of Me, Jokers to the Right is a Queen song. I don't get about half of the other ones, but you know what? I'm almost sure that there is in the as-yet-unimplemented content for the Icy Peak, where it's not just Yetis anymore, and Yetis are not just for breakfast anymore. I believe there is an enemy that is a big, big old Queen reference. That's something we should probably do pretty soon, because I am hearing tell a lot that that's kind of a boring part of Ascensions, is just a lot of sort of stat grinding on the peak, and that's the kind of thing that I very much want to avoid. Joshua says, "Now that the new servers are here, what update and content will we be possibly seeing next? Any hints?" I doubt that there will be anything big until at least February. I am going to be I'm taking the vacation that I didn't take for Christmas in January, and I'm going to be out of town for most of January. They'll probably, during that period of time, I would imagine Xenophobe will be chugging along on a lot of the just interface kind of stuff. I'm guessing that within a couple of weeks of Xenophobe getting back into town, or maybe even before that, we've made, and this is almost completely done, a replacement for the mining in It's Not Yours, It's Mine when you have the outfit on. We've made a little mini game that's kind of cool. And it sort of sucked on the old servers because it was slow to get through, but now that everything is fast, it'll seem a lot more interactive. Thor the Mighty saying the Clowns to the Left of Me, Jokers to the Right is a Beatles song, but I don't think that's true either. I wonder if CD Now still exists. Reservoir Dogs. I know that song is in the Reservoir Dogs soundtrack, and I'm going to look it up right friggin' now. Popular music. Reservoir Dogs original motion picture soundtrack, various artists. And Stuck in the Middle with You is by Steeler's Wheel. So neither Queen nor the Beatles. Lol, you guys are wrong and the internet is right. Anyway, so we got that mining minigame that's almost done. There's a bunch of new stuff in the leaflet that just needs a few fixes to go out. There's a lot of stuff that can happen while I'm not here that'll just require really minimal effort on my part, if that even. Xenophobe might just be able to push it all out himself. So there'll be a bunch of little things, but the big stuff probably won't happen and won't get to getting work done until February. Hot Stuff is going to be spending most of February out here, and we're having kind of a big old staff meeting kind of time. He'll be here for the bulk of that month, and we tend to get a lot done when he's here. Although here lately, it's just been like either Ascension stuff or server stuff or con stuff, and we don't really have a big non-game content related project to work on for at least another couple of months, because the next big thing we got coming up is Comic-Con, and then after that we'll be planning for KOL Con 3, which that'll be fun. I kind of want to spend some time, because I feel like it's getting to the point where the time is right for this, to spend some time starting to work on other projects than Kingdom of Loathing. You know, not that it's not my baby and that I'm not going to spend the bulk of my time on it or that I don't love it anymore, but it'd be neat to work on something else for a change. Start out with some little things. I know I talked about some stuff on the last show, and Riff was listening to it, and he and I have been talking about a few things we'd like to work on. Maybe just start saying that we're going to spend one day a week working on some non-KOL project, and it'd be a nice break for us. It'd be reinvigorating, allow our creative juices to flow in entirely new channels rather than the sort of well-worn channels that we're accustomed to thinking in for Kingdom of Loathing. Yeah, it'll be good for the whole world. You know, because there'll be new stuff for you guys to play, and ways for us to totally destroy the company by dividing our market share up between Kingdom of Loathing and another MMO that doesn't make any money but takes up all your time. Yeah, that'd be fantastic. I have to say, though, that it'll be a while before we do another game like Kingdom of Loathing, I think. I'm no longer convinced that making the space version, the space MMO, is the right direction to go, just because I'd like to work on some smaller stuff. I'd like to actually experiment with having a development cycle the way actual software companies do. Because if there's one thing I want, it's to emulate the man. But Gore Black says, what was the drink text for the Cranmapolitan when it existed? That's a good question. I'm not going to find out on the old dev server, because everything on the old dev server is gone, and I get to call those sons of bitches tomorrow and cancel my account. Also, probably tonight at some point, I will be switching the DNS over so that by tomorrow, kingdomofloathing.com will be pointing to the new boxes without actually having to be redirected. Because right now, it's bouncing you to loathing2.com, even when you type kingdomofloathing.com. So it's not necessarily visible, but if you're paying attention, you can see it. Let me see if the use text is still... Now, it looks like the text got overwritten, so I don't know what it is. Grayson says, has the meat burn in the MMG slowed down since the frantic action there in the first few days? Yeah, it has. Word Doc says, how many trophies are there left unfound, or can you not tell us? There are still 7. A Naked Juice says, question, will the 5 new tiny plastics ever show up in Lucky Surprise Eggs now that they're in circulation? No. We don't plan on putting that in there. Glebe says, if you could have one superpower, what would it be? I would say form of salsa, because that way you'd never go hungry. You could just cut one of your fingers off, do all like form of salsa, and then when you turn back, your finger would stay salsa, and then you'd have some salsa to eat. And all it would cost you would be a finger. Arella says, I gotta know, who's the Earthbound fan that thought up the teddy bear? P.S. Thank you for finally slaying the log beast. The log beast, the lag beast. I slayed your mom's log beast last night. Let's see. Pretty much xenophobe. In fact, I think I just stopped playing. I just forgot. I finally decided that I was just going to cheat and play Earthbound. So I looked up the like game chart codes or whatever the equivalent is for the Super Nintendo, and I was playing it on an emulator, and I got a ways in. I think I got to like the 4th town or something, but I don't remember why I stopped. And now I feel like I would have to start over, but then I probably wouldn't start over. I don't know. I feel like that's the kind of thing that I would have just loved if I had discovered it when I was younger, but I didn't. So it's really hard for me to have the patience to play console RPGs anyway. So, Lady Luanda says, I know that chat is hardly your main focus, but is there any thought at all about at least improving the moderator interface? Few know how to request help for flaming or spam. Yeah, we haven't sort of figured out a way that's going to be easy for everyone to use and satisfying to everybody to deal with that kind of thing. A lot of people have asked for, you know, a slash mods command to just show what mods are on, but I don't want to do that because I don't want people to immediately be aware of the times when there are no mods on. We've thought about maybe allowing people to have like a mod report command or something that would just pop a message into the mod channel for whoever was on to see it. And, you know, we worried that maybe that would be abused, but then if that was abused, it certainly wouldn't be abused for very long. Which, maybe that's the way to do it. Sewer Gnome says, love the new servers, they are rockin'. Yes, they are. Mrs. Sputbot says, given the universal decline in value of items and the cost, are you ever going to consider dropping the minimum price in the mall from 100 meat? Probably not. Let's see. Arthur Dent says, Uncle Crimbo has 8 reindeers, doesn't he? I counted 9, including the one that gives you the sign in the first place. Yeah, I guess. No, there's 9, including Rudolph. That's how it worked. And the eight reindeer were the 7 dwarves and Zeppo. I don't actually remember it, but it's like, you know A and B and C and D, E and F and E and G, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Because there's 9. So, yeah. Because I think it used to be 8 reindeer, and then they made up the Rudolph myth so they could write that song. Gorblack says his parents just got back from a Beach Boys concert an hour ago. Yeah, excellent. Sewer Gnome says, is it possible to get rares from the dollhouse? Yes. It has basically the same odds of dropping all of the items. I guess you're slightly less likely to get a specific common or a specific uncommon because there are more commons and uncommons in the mix there, but it's exactly as likely to get the rares as eating that many Lucky Surprise eggs. Chili Max says, Jake, would you like a beer? No thanks, I've already got one. Possumancer says, if you equip 2 items with fire resistance, do they stack? For example, if you equip the Infernal Insoles and the Hot and Cold Running Ninja Suit, do you get better fire resistance? No. As it stands now, elemental resistance is all or nothing. Literally half or nothing. Because if you have resistance to a certain element and you take damage that's aligned to that element, you take half the damage. And that's it. Devin says, I have a whole bunch of trophy ideas. Would it be worth your time and mine to send them your way? Sure. Neon Gray says, have you seen the Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny yet? It is the most awesome thing ever. No, let me Google that and see what exactly it is. It is a Metafilter link I found. Something on Newgrounds. I have no idea what it is. It looks like a Flash movie, so I'll have to look at it later. Ninjess says, can you make it... Ninjessy. 9-inch nails Jesse. Could you make it so we can see all of the player's tattoos like the familiars? No, that's something that I want you to have to pick which one you're showing. Single Deuce also says, just want to say, we all less than 3 the new servers. Thanks. Vapor Gun says, when is Crimbo Town closing? Probably, like, 2 rollovers from today's rollover. So, yeah. Decyclop explains what half duplex... I mean, I know what the words half duplex and full duplex mean in terms of data transmission. I mean, because I was using modems back when you had to pay attention to that. But what I meant was, I don't understand why it is that if one router was set in full duplex and one was set in half duplex, that it would cause checksum errors. I mean, it seems like the kind of thing that would be pretty easy to just, like, they just both operate at half the speed they should. Anyway. The Cyclops says, is it possible for you to drop a warning for us before you close Crimbo Town? Yeah, I'll probably put an announcement in. Yon Dungeon Man says, would it be possible for all the items such as the Untinker Screwdriver and the Artist shit to be permanent? It's really annoying in the middle of a quest if you have to go back and do these really pointless quests. Well, no. I want as few things to be permanent across the sentence as possible, and that's... Yeah. Uh, Yeah, I was talking about last radio show, you were talking about a CCG, but without the randomness of card getting, I suggest you look up Mystic Domination by Anok. It's a non-collectible, customizable card game. Yeah, I've thought about that and how that would be kind of a neat mechanic, but then the issue there, I suppose, every time I tried to think about, you know, how you would work a card game where you bought a set and you got all the cards, you'd probably still have to have two sets, because otherwise people would be fighting over one cards. Bruce Lee asks, Jake, have you ever considered nixing the reload on the status pane and updating it with a little data embedded in the adventure pane via JavaScript? Poorly worded sentence. No, I know exactly what you mean. The trouble with that is that there are way too many things that can happen that influence... I mean, even just that influence your stats. I can see how if this was a single-player game and it was relatively simple, it would make just as much sense to pass some JavaScript to the character pane and say, hey, yeah, he gained one muscle subpoint. But the way it is, I mean, in between one turn and another, somebody can buff you. You can use an item that gives you some effect that changes your stats in some weird way. In order to display it, it has to figure out everything that is going on with your character at any given moment in order for it to be accurate, and so it might as well just reload, because it's not the loading of the page, it's the analysis of the character that's using up the resources. And so yeah. there's not really any way to update it without reloading the page in a way that is comprehensive or really makes any sense. Mia Talk says, do you make enough money off of KOL that it is your job, or do you have a real job? I stopped having a real job about a year and a half ago, and now there are several people for whom KOL is their real job. Di Vernon says, how many accounts has Multizar disabled this Crimbo season? I don't know. Maybe, you know what, actually, I think his utilities for disabling Multis have been, were down up until yesterday, so not entirely sure. Well, there'll be a long period of looking at the logs that may have already started. Squizzlebreast says, can we have a link to the display case in the top menu bar, please? No, it's not a high use enough thing that I feel like it really merits that screen real estate. Just happy to be here says, you're buffering quite a lot, though it's not unbearable. Question. Especially since the addition of new servers, do you plan on promoting the kingdom more or at all? The only thing that I want to do, the only thing that I want to do promotion-wise, I really don't want to advertise. I really don't want to start pushing it, because I never have, you know. And I'd like to keep that trend up. It makes me feel, I don't know. There's a lot of shit that makes money because it has good advertising and good marketing. And I want to be able to continue to believe that what we're creating is actually good, as opposed to something that we've just been able to convince people that it's good. The only thing that I'm going to do towards that end is the San Diego Comic-Con, which is more... I want to go there and participate in that, and I feel like there are a lot of people there who would like KOL if they knew about it, and so giving them the opportunity to find out about it is just something that I feel like, you know, yeah, it's going to bring more people in, but mostly it's just going to, you know, it's going to bring people in who would eventually show up anyway, you know? So, yeah, that's sort of my thinking there. Not gonna advertise, not gonna go on any, press junkets or anything. I don't know. Ashlyn says, okay, so I know this will sound stupid, but I have some clans who have whitelisted me that I have no desire to join. Can I be able to take a clan off of my whitelist? I don't know. I mean, if somebody whitelisted you and then you just removed yourself from their whitelist, they would just whitelist you again, probably. I mean, I feel like, I don't know. You're never going to see that unless you're not in a clan or if you go and specifically seek out the information. So I'm going to say it's probably not going to be a big deal. Not worth messing with adding that functionality. Lizzie LeVay says, Jick, actually people can get into your clan even if you don't accept them, because you can give that power to other clan members. What if they accept people you don't want in? Well, if you had the ability to blacklist them, you would be able to give that power to other clan members. I mean, what if you give somebody authority and they abuse it and fuck you over? Well, you shouldn't have given them authority. You know, it's like the potential for, you know, clans are pretty solid security-wise if you keep them solid security-wise. I mean, it's just a matter of, like, how much work do you want to put in other people's hands and how much trust do you want to give them, and, you know, be careful with who you give the ability to change ranks and accept people and do all that kind of stuff. Gorblack says, custom outfits with two tiny plastic bitch and meat cars are still equipable. Yeah, that'll be a while before that gets worked on, actually. I Eat Baby said, where did the idea of having four separate window pieces inside the browser come from? Well, initially, the kingdom was without frames, and the chat was just in, like, a little separate window on the right side, and actually I think it was on the left side, and I ended up making it so the chat was in its own frame because I didn't want it pulling all the data about your character every time you said something in chat, because it was the old non-real-time chat. And then I decided, well, you know, it's also loading all that shit in the top menu, and it really only needs to do that once. And then I decided, well, you know, it really, a lot of the things you do don't hit your player at all, so there's no need to update the left pane either. So it's really, it was from a sort of database traffic standpoint rather than a design standpoint, but I think it makes sense the way that it is. You know, it seems to work okay. Kiddo Dark says, you talk about balance in classes, but what does accordion thieves get? No spells or attacking skills, just buffs. Any chance we could get a spell or skill from them? No, I mean, they're the only class that can do a lot of the things that they can do. I mean, they're the strategizing class. You know, they're not easy to play, but they have a lot of, accordion thieves have a lot of skills that in, you know, sort of high-end play are just absolutely essential to doing well in the game. So, to me, that means that they're valuable, you know. Aralis says, as well as Egg White says, will the new familiars, well, Aralis says, well, when will the new familiars be getting equipment / haikus? Probably soon. Egg White says, will the new familiars have arena equipment when Mr. Skullhead does the haikus? We might sit around and talk about that and get that done. Young Dungeon Man said, is Zeno going to come back? I miss his laughs that make my ears bleed. Yeah, he'll be back early January in town. So, yeah, he'll probably hop on as a special guest on the Thursday shows every once and again. He hasn't been here for one in a long time. looking. A lot of people sending the same questions over and over again, which they should stop. Glebe says, who would win in a fight between you and Tom from MySpace? I don't know who Tom from MySpace is. I see, like, the guy who made MySpace. Didn't MySpace just get bought by some giant corporation? He probably could afford more thugs than I can afford. Is there, like, an about on MySpace? There's not like a... You know what there isn't on MySpace is any kind of consistent or sensible navigation. God, I hate MySpace. It's like they have 50 different web designers, each of whom designed 1/8 of each page. Let's see. Ricker Scott says, are you and Skullhead the next Ben and Jerry? Sure. Armac was saying something. Armac is visiting, and he was saying something about Chiba Hut, the hippie sandwich shop, being very calculated corporate hippie like Ben and Jerry's, which I don't necessarily agree with. He says it's too clean to be genuinely hippie and too well-organized and well-run, but, you know. I don't know. Big Tit says, what's funny about the thing when you send 11 items? Look it up in the forums. Actually, you probably can't anymore. Clay says, is there any chance that holidays like Talk Like a Pirate Day making a return? Well, maybe. Not exactly like it was, because that was supposed to be a kind of after-the-fact surprise, you know? Oh, Mr. Info says, drinking soda pop after eating Pop Rocks gave me 10 turns of beating up. Also, Kinky Sex Mace says, if a barrel blows up and knocks you to zero, you get four turns of beaten up, although that should be fixed, actually. Yeah, and then Yab points, if you never wanted more than three turns of beaten up, why did you have Mafia Hits give out 10 turns of beaten up back in the day? Yeah, that's an excellent question. What I meant to do, there are actually, if you look through the effects, there are a lot of, like, debuffs that have not been actually come up with or coded. Like, there's an effect called Tertiary Moxie debuff, for instance. Yeah, okay. Rickett points out the KOA Wiki's beaten up page lists several instances where you get more than three turns of beaten up. Well, okay, thanks for that research. Alright, I'm going to take a little song break again. Mostly because I need to take some Tums. Because, hooray, GERD. I don't know what songs I want to play. But it's hard to talk with all this saliva in my mouth. Like Your Mom with Penis. You just being whoever. Maybe I should see if anybody requested any music. Although that would take a long time, and it would probably just be bad requests anyway. Looking through my albums. I really need to organize this, especially since I got a one of those video iPods for Christmas to replace my iPod that was broken. Yay, video iPod. How about some Gary Young, who was the drummer from Pavement, who released an album. And a lot of his songs are very short. Let's see, there's a 30-second song, a 1 minute 31-second song, and a 4 minute 20-second song. I think the 4 minute 20-second song is actually a good song. And we'll throw Plant Man in there too, so that I get a good 5 or 6 minutes to dick around while you guys send in some more questions. Alright, see you kids in a bit.
Plant Man knows that the plants will grow. Plant Man knows that the plants will grow. Plant Man knows that the plants will grow. Plant Man knows. That the plants will grow. Plants don't know when the plants will go. Plant Man knows if the plants will grow. Plant Man.
Where are you? I get it.
Sex, 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 sex. Oh, taking time.
Lost in the foothills of Amador County.
Lost in the foothills of Amador County.
Lost, lost, lost.
Hi.
Hi.
Lost in the foothills.
Country.
Do the other one over there first. Huh?
Yeah, you can turn the pages. Okay, Lost in the Foothills.
You're ruined. I know. Will you sing it to that end of the thing when this end of the thing is the part that we're like,
okay,
all right, will you shut up now?
Come on. Hit the F. Hit the F.
Okay.
Yes.
Hit the F.
Lost in the foothills of Amador.
No.
Oh, you said I could.
Come
you
on,
said
sing.
I could.
Come on, wow. Sing. Everybody, guess.
You said I could sing.
Come on, we're trying to make it safe, Jerry. Come on.
Okay, you can sing it just a little
bit,
all right?
Sing it next time. We're going to make 100 tapes. I'm not drunk.
You liar.
Just don't, please don't sing. Please don't ruin our tape. You make it hard.
Okay.
Lost in the foothills of Amador County. Lost in the foothills of Amador County. Lost in the foothills of Amador County. I'm lost.
I will never go back home again, 'cause the possums and the lizards have become my closest friends. I used to own a factory and wear a silky shirt, and now I got a tree trunk, pond, and a carpet made of dirt. I'm
lost in the foothills of Amador County. Lost in the foothills of Amador County. Lost in the foothills of Amador County. Lost.
Dearest Eloise, I know we're supposed to marry, but I'm living with an iguana, and my child she will carry. I'm happy in my new surroundings with my friends all made of fur, so don't come a-looking, 'cause I won't be there.
Lost in the foothills of Amador County. Lost in the foothills of Amador County. Lost in the foothills of Amador County.
That one.
I can't believe you won't let me sing.
You can sing now.
You can sing.
I don't want to
overdub
this one.
Yeah, overdub.
Oh, we can't overdub this one.
Sing now that it's over.
I'm not sure who thought it was a good idea to let that guy record an album, but you know, there's some parts of it that I like. Let's get back into the questions. Bobbert5064 says, what would you say Zelania's place among the hierarchy is? She is the glue that holds the whole shitstorm together. Which is kind of fails as a metaphor, because a shitstorm isn't something that could be held together by glue, because it's, by definition, something that's kind of flailing around and viscous. Anyway. Plasterminster says, could you confirm one more time for the people who don't pay attention that Crimbotown will close as of the new year? Yes, Crimbotown will close as of the new year. Rollover on the 31st, Crimbotown will go away. I Eat Baby says, why is the dictionary worth so much when you auto-sell it? Because that's the reward for the Baron Quest. You can either auto-sell the dictionary for the old meat reward, or you can use it for something else that you can do with it. XYM says, hey, Jake, if I went to KOLCon 3, would you be more likely to play Scrabble or Monopoly? Perchance something else? I would always be more likely to play Scrabble than Monopoly, but I don't know that I'd be that likely to play either at a con because I sort of have to flit around like a social butterfly. Grayson says, will we ever find out why the mysterious island was bombed out and ruined in the future? Is it something that can still happen? No, it's something that obviously will still happen. Zaku says, when will we see more offhand stuff be implemented? Pretty quick, you'll see a lot of the stuff that's supposed to become offhand. I think we got a handful of new things that could go in. Every time Riff and I start talking about that, we start talking about all the other related things that we're doing, and we always get sidetracked and can never... most of the stuff that we've got kind of floating around half-baked is so intertwined with everything else that we've got floating around half-baked that it's very difficult for us to divide it into chunks that are actually accomplishable. I think we're just going to start having to make some sacrifices of the ideas. But, yeah. Surinome says, seem to get double of the same TP item from Dollhouse. How come? That just happens sometimes. I mean, sometimes when you roll a die three times, two of them will be the same. Abracadabra says, about how much does hit points raise from increased monster level? I don't know. Somebody with a Clockwork Detective Skull could be able to... Wait, no, never mind. That doesn't tell you hit points. Somebody with a Detective Skull could be able to sort of estimate. I don't actually remember how it works. I mean, it's approximately... Like, there's a tendency of monsters to have hit points that are a certain percentage of their power... And I think that's what I preserve. There are some monsters that have more. Some bosses have more hit points than their power and that kind of thing. But, yeah. King Pulosto says, would it make sense for the combined stuff link in your inventory to jump straight to the Gnollish Plunger if you're a muscle sign? Well, I mean, people have to get there and figure out that that's what he does, which I don't know that... I feel like it would be confusing the first time if you went in there and... You know, suddenly the combined link took you somewhere you'd never been before. So yeah, I don't think so. I want you to have to go in there to do it. I like forcing you to click a bunch of stuff. Mr. Info says, what's the point of hiding terrariums? Was that a problem with some people? Yeah, there were a lot of people who complained about it, and also we decided that the benefits of it would help us, too, because frequently we will have familiars that aren't released yet, and we don't want people to be able to see those. Postamancer says, how about an illustration, perhaps in the upper right corner of the map of the main page, that appears when you unlock the beanstalk? It's one of the few places with branching areas that you can access from the main page when it's available. Yeah, that's true. A lot of people have asked for a beanstalk. I mean... a beanstalk link at the top screen. I don't... You know, there's only three things in there, which, to me, I'm still not certain. I think I keep going back and forth on whether I feel like that merits a link at the top or not, but I don't know. I mean, right now, there aren't any places other than the clan hall that has a link that's more than one click from the main map, I don't think. At least geographical places. And, I mean, that's... You know, it's... consistent, if a little irritating in some cases, then I think that's probably okay. Postamancer says, will all the dead space in the beach ever get used for anything else? Even if you're a Moxie Sign Ascendant and only uses about half the space in that area, yeah, there'll be stuff there. I mean, we want a free beach slash water slash desert areas for possible future content, so, yeah. Fenris13 says, looking at Mr. Skullhead's clan, it seems he's a fan of Donnie Darko. Are there any, or will there be any Donnie Darko references in the game? I'm sure he's made some Donnie Darko references in the fight text. But I mean, the thing is, we don't decide we're going to write a reference in and then write that reference in by finding content to make the reference. It's like, we decide something's going to be in there, and then we're like, how do we write about this? And whatever we think of is what we put in, and frequently what we think of is, you know, some pop culture reference. So, Anika Ju says, Jick, have you got any opinion on the movie SLC Punk? It seems like a flick you'd enjoy. I've never actually managed to watch it all the way through. I like what I've seen of it, but it's always like on Cinemax or something, and I'll come in the middle and leave before it's over. Single Deuce says, Braincracker Sweet won't show up as my favorite drink, Bug, or just temporary Crimbo. Oh, sorry. Braincracker Sweet won't show up as my favorite drink, Bug, or just temporary Crimbo weirdness. It's temporary weird Crimbo bug. Crimbo favorite foods. He typed into his to-do list that hasn't actually had any items marked off in a long, long time. That should probably change. Livewire Warrior says, why didn't we get Crimbo paper equipment for ascending or for being on for more than a month? What makes that make any kind of sense that you would? Fungo the Mildly Annoying says, now that people are completing hardcore ascensions in under 700 turns and softcore in under 300, are you going to decrease the number of Ronin turns again? Probably not. Pustamancer says, do you have a better chance of getting a tiny plastic rare from a dollhouse than you do from a lucky surprise egg, or are the actual odds the same? The odds are the same. Single Deuce says, Wipeout is not a Beach Boys song. Okay, it's credited. It's the Beach Boys on there. Who did do Wipeout? Let's ask CD now. Wipeout, popular music, on some rockin' instrumentals. This doesn't have a track list. Wipeout was the Surfari, so sorry. I should re-index that MP3 so that I won't think that's the Beastie Boys. I never did think that was the Beastie Boys. It'd be kind of funny if the Beastie Boys did do a cover of Wipeout, because how would you tell? Rick Fuel says, not a question, but a comment on the owl, and then tells the story about the thing that it's a reference to. Yeah, we were aware of that. That was on purpose. Yeab says, does a level 11 seal clubber, who is a reindeer threatener, get any bonuses in the toy factory with a sign? No. Possumancer says, I'm sure you've been asked this a million times before, but what's the ETA on White Wednesday restoration finishing? Not sure. I mean, the ones that are left, it shouldn't take Sly more than a couple of weeks to get through all of them, I wouldn't think. Altera says, there's a clown outfit, yet it's not classed as an outfit in the equipment inventory. Will it ever become a real outfit to be used to adventure in disguise at the funhouse? Probably not to adventure in disguise at the funhouse. I don't know what it would do if we ever did it. The packager says, you don't seem to get event notices like MMG win losses in screens other than navigating from area to area. Yeah, that's true. There are only a few places, most of which are just the main map areas, that have the event notification code in the top of them. I suppose I could put it in Adventure and in Fight, and that would really fix most of the issues with that, but I don't know. Dark Towley says, have you ever checked out any other online games, and do you realize how massive KOL is compared to most? Yeah, I periodically look around and see what people are working on, and yeah, it does seem like, for the most part, games like this don't have a tremendous amount of content, and they largely rely on player versus player to sort of keep people interested, and that's sort of why I decided to make KOL in the first place, is because I wanted a web-based RPG with more player versus environment thing stuffs, and so that's I look around at other games sometimes. I'm upset. I really want to play more Lake of Boating, but it's been down for like 4 days. Arcone says, what's the story behind Jick being in drags? That picture from the player picks page that gets passed around a lot. My friends and I, a couple years after high school, actually probably more like 5 years after high school, we were having a party, and they decided that they wanted it to be a theme party, but nobody could think of a theme, so we just decided that the guys would go in drag and the girls would come dressed as guys. And then like a handful of us actually did it, and then I went to the grocery store with the girl who had dressed me up as a girl, and she took some pictures of me. Yeah. Dark Towley says, did you ever play Final Fantasy Tactics? Yeah, I did a little bit. I didn't really... I have the same problem with Final Fantasy Tactics that I have with a lot of modern RPGs, which is I don't like managing a whole lot of characters. And I would really enjoy a game like Final Fantasy Tactics if the most units there ever were on the field at any given time was like 10 or 11. It's like, I feel like in stuff like Fire Emblem, like, it's cool, but once something gets as complicated as, like, you know, once you get past the first couple of missions in Fire Emblem, it's just like, I don't know. I have a hard time staying into it when there's that much stuff going on. I don't like a lot of complexity. Nate Dog says the KOL wiki has the drink text for the Cranmapolitan, so that's there. Mia Talk says Rudolph was an advertising campaign by Wards and became very popular. That makes sense. Uber Wiki says any plans for new Ascension only classes? No, I don't think there will ever be any new classes. Devonin says, can you tell us how your muscle plus weapon power actually equals damage to enemies, or is that a spade secret? Well, the weapon does a certain amount of damage, and then if your muscle is higher than the monster's defense stat, then the arithmetic difference is just added to the damage. There is a formula for weapon damage that I'm sure has been reverse engineered and figured out. Thor the Mighty says, stop wasting time with this show and level your shaman. Also, refuse to give Riff another paycheck until he hits 40. Thanks. Yeah, Thor the Mighty is he's in the guild that I'm in on my World of Warcraft server that I play on most of the time. I had to spend some time today making an alt to use as a mule to carry all the shit that my shaman doesn't want to carry around anymore. And, I like playing with rest experience, so I just play every couple of days. I got most of a level the other night, though. I'm almost to 38, which is almost to 40. Altera says, will the epic weapons ever get an overhaul? As they are, they're less powerful than the star weapons. Will they ever be more epic? Yes, absolutely they will. There's a whole progression with each of those weapons in the guild content that Riff has written. And we'll do those a little bit at a time. Looking at questions. Chili Mac says, will it ever be possible to keep the deep fat fryer skills? No, that would be a little bit too unbalancing. Vlad Tipi says, people say that the gifts Uncle Crimbo left suck. What's your opinion on this? Well, you know, compared to a lot of other things, they do suck. I didn't really understand the, like, bitching about it in the forums, though, because, at first, I was kind of disheartened by it, because I was like, you know, this holiday event, this Crimbo thing, was probably 50 times as much work and as much content as anything else that we ever did for Crimbo. How dare these people bitch about how that fucking outfit wasn't very good, you know? But then I thought, yeah, you know what? They're assholes. The people who are complaining about this in the forums are just going to complain about anything. So fuck them. I can't make people like that happy. And I know that by and large it was very much appreciated by everybody. There was almost no outfit at all. But then we thought, no, you know, people are expecting one. So even though we've got all this other content, we probably ought to still do the actual gift on Crimbo. And then we kind of just, you know, we didn't have a lot of ideas. I mean, the reason it wasn't a package you opened where you got something and then you used some element of the package to smith an outfit is because we kind of had trouble coming up with a way to do that last year, and we were just like, you know, we just sat around, and it took us forever to even come up with like three reasonably Christmas-themed items that could fit together into an outfit. And, you know, yeah, no, yeah, they do kind of suck. It's nothing but just a tradable commodity, you know, another outfit, another tattoo, and there was a lot of good stuff for Crimbo though. So the people that say the gifts that Uncle Crimbo left suck, you know, sure, yeah, they suck, and also go fuck yourself. Ricker Scott says, could you change it so you can find the screwdriver before visiting the Untinker? I always forget to visit him first before making my meat car. Well, no, because you don't know that you're supposed to be looking for it until he tells you. So, you know, why would you bother just picking up a random screwdriver? The place is filled with screwdrivers. How do you know which one's his until he describes it to you? DeCyclops says, could you please answer a random question with all signs point to yes? All signs point to yes. WeirdGuy8888 says, I can't update my store text. There's probably still... There was an issue, for those of you who know anything about PHP. The old servers used magic quotes, which did some sort of weird text processing on things that are quoted that, like, escaped out apostrophes and double quotes. And the new servers don't. And we decided that rather than turning it on the new servers, we would just fix all the code that required it because it's kind of shitty and sketchy to use that. So there are still a few places where apostrophes might be screwing things up. Nothing dangerous, but yeah, some irritating things. I'm pretty sure that almost all of them are fixed, but if updating store text is busted, then that's something we should look at and fix. Yeah, Kalinder says there is an about section on MySpace. It's just stupid and useless. Yeah, I found it and realized that it certainly is. Runa says, how come there isn't anywhere you can click on the layer map to get to the second part of it? Is there not? I could have sworn that there was. Irish Pride with Firepower says, hey, Jack, I was just wondering if you could make it so we could log in with our player ID. It'd be pretty beneficial for us players with long names. You know, there's really no reason to not do that, I guess. Egglight says, if some corporate company offered you a bitchload of money, would you sell KOL? I really don't think so. I mean, as long as it's making enough money that I can, you know, continue to live off of it and relatively comfortably, I don't think that I would ever want to lose control over it. You know, I can't imagine anybody being willing to pay what they would have to pay for me to get rid of it for it. You know, because I feel like somebody who bought it would buy it because they thought that it could make them money, and if it turns into the kind of thing that's being done to make money, then it's just not going to be very good, I don't think. Not that nothing that's intended to make money is any good, but it's a little tougher. Faster Than You says, can't you just double the stat gains from booze already? Yeah, I think I was actually thinking about tripling them. Booze stat gains triple A. Okay. Vlad TP says, oh man, I just pronounced it correctly by accident. How come when a barrel exploded it said you gain zero hit point? I thought that bug was fixed, actually. Did you go in there with super low stats or something? Like, anyway, I should look at that. Spazattack says, why did you make the toy soldier only use tequila? Is there a reference behind this, or did you just pick a random booze for it to use? If it's a random booze... acting like there'd be another question, but there wasn't. Well, initially it was going to be all of the bottles of booze, but then I realized that it didn't make any sense for him to break a boxed wine and attack somebody with it, so I decided it'd be funny if it was just tequila. Because tequila, you know, when you break a bottle of something over a rock and cut somebody with it, it tends to be tequila, because it's just the kind of violence-inducing booze. Jacob D says, why is the giant discarded plastic fork a three-handed item? Because it takes three hands to wield it. Mr. Info says, do you have an anonymous multi so you can go about your kingdom unknown? Yeah, I have a... I mean, I don't have one. Every once in a while I make one and go in and just kind of dick around. Istanbul says, what item do you regret implementing the most? The Chow Mains. Although, at the time, it made sense. Abracadabra says, actually, the Muppets did wipe out an animal classic. I don't think it was actually originally the Muppets. And I think we're out of questions again, so it's time for one more song break. And why don't I play something other than Gary Young this time? I'm sure everyone will be very thrilled about that. How about a selection of John Linnell's state songs, including South Carolina, which is my favorite. I'll play some Idaho, and then some Arkansas, and then some South Carolina. And I will see you all in about, 10 minutes. Actually, that's going to put us right up to the end of the show. Yeah, I'll have a few minutes left. All right, well, there we go.
Like Arkansas, and the hall was formed. crash my bicycle. In a big South Carolina wreck, I crash my bicycle.
A few more, questions, and I haven't actually had anybody check in. The Radio KOL schedule says there's just a gap after my show, and I don't know if somebody's covering that or not. So I may end up just playing music for a while, so you get to hear even more of my weird music. However, I'll do questions until I run out here. Gorblock says, why did the demon skin trousers stop dropping? There just wasn't any reason for them to drop anymore. That we replaced them with something, you know. Devonin says, but the new Crimbo things are just as good as original Crimbo from 03, plus a bunch of other stuff. Don't listen to those complainers. Yeah, I wasn't. Istanbul says, will the Arboreal Raiment produce a new item for trick-or-treating? It might. I don't know. We haven't thought about it yet. Present says, any plans to add some more item sinks into the game? The mall economy seems very flooded. Yeah, there are actually some things. There are actually some things that we've got in the works that are gonna get rid of some items that are normally not being got rid of. 5-4 says, do you currently ban names made up entirely of numbers? If you implement logon using ID, then if someone created an account called 13, would they or Skull have a priority? You can no longer create account names that start with a number because of exactly that problem. Well, not exactly that problem, but it was like there was a user called 1337, and so if you did a whois 1337, it would always give you that guy instead of player ID 1337 or vice versa or something. I don't know. You couldn't IM with them. You couldn't PM them. Fenris13 says, what were your expectations for KOL when you first started making it? I didn't really have any expectations. I just kind of did it as a joke. Then once I actually started once it actually started getting some attention, I was like, huh, I could actually make this a game and make a difference, man. I could make my mark. Leader Yoshi says, the tattoo that comes with the Clockwork Apparatus outfit is a symbol. Would there ever be another outfit to make the opposite symbol tattoo? That might be, I don't know what it would be. Some sort of Phoenix outfit. Devin says, is there even a vague ETA on guild content? Weeks, months, months. Devin says, is the Radio Bugbear question system set up in such a way that we could send questions all week between shows and still have them seen? Yes, absolutely. Grockley asks, how many original orange traffic cones exist in the kingdom? You know, this is actually a good chance for me to try this out. I want to see how fast that thing, which used to be pretty slow, runs on the new servers. The little check, because might be something that I can pretty easily just take a look at. Items, orange traffic cone. Wow, so there must be some table missing on the new servers, because it works really fast, because it doesn't work at all. Devin says, have you considered setting up an option to display which bar KOL test result suit we are in our profiles, like a set of buttons, rather than just having to put it in textually? There will be something along those lines, you will see. Nin Jesse says, shouldn't the show last an extra 15 minutes tonight? It's not like a DJ would be that upset to be pushed back by the creator. Well, it's actually also not like there is a DJ at this point, so... Oh, and Devin then says, like, maybe even administer the test within the game somewhere. You'll see. There's something that's kind of exciting there. That's interesting, and it's something that is largely just dependent on some writing being done, so chances are that will become relatively content complete without me having to do a lot of stuff, which means it's a lot more likely to get in quickly. And it looks as though... Now we got a couple more. Tom the Mightier says, what does Mox's maneuver actually do? When I got past level 3, it just seems like a weaker attack that doesn't hit as often as your weapon attack. What am I missing? Well, it depends on how high your muscle is compared to your Moxie. I don't know. We'll have to look at it. Ultimate Rawness says, are you planning to add skills to each specific class that won't be able to be saved permanently? No. There might be some more non-class skills that you can't save, but there won't be any actual specific class skills. It looks like PVA is going to gonna take over the stream here, which is handy. See, Jan Dungeon Man says, why do our Arizona sports teams suck so much ass? I would have to know something about sports to be able to say that at all. But didn't the Diamondbacks won the Super Bowl. Oh, the Diamondbacks won the World Series a while back. That was like 3 or 4 years ago. I remember they beat the Yankees right after September 11th, and I was like, yeah, fuck you again, New York. All right, I'm gonna hand over is what I'm going to do. So I'll go out with another song here, which, of course, I need to find, because I am completely unprepared. You would think that I would do this while I was playing the previous songs, but you'd be wrong about that. How about good old Nirvana's Drain You? All right, I'll see you guys on Monday, accompanied once again by Mr. Skullhead, and we'll have a grand old time.
One baby to another says I'm lucky to meet you.